Okay, got it. So I can go on to the, I know for lack of better words, the WHCCE DMR tower and dial into another talk group, and that's okay.
Yep, absolutely. That one's meant to be, parked wherever the end user wants it to be. So you can pick and choose what talk groups you want to go out on and play around with it. And then if you want to try the Central Michigan Emergency Network one, if you go to that W8CMN and click on the MI5 tab, it'll spit out a list of repeaters and a list of talk groups that you can program into your radio too.
I've seen that and was looking at it. They've got quite the coverage along the whole east side of the state, all the way down to looks like the metro area. So yeah, I do travel over to Alpena, Rogers City, some of those areas over there for my job on occasion. So I might try it out just to listen in on that network as I go across next time.
Yeah, cool. Yeah, they got quite a few. We've got they got the one at Stutz, and then they've also got one on our Hackleberg tower. And the nice thing is if you eventually spring for a Motorola DMR radio, all of their repeaters are based off of Motorola's IP Site Connect. So you can dump the channel, basically a channel pool into your radio, and then as you move along, the radio will actually switch to the proper repeater that you're closest to on its own. You don't even have to think about it. It's pretty cool.